This is Pros and Cons Talk, a segment of the show that consists of a little poetry and controversy. Let's dive into Halloween Exposed. This episode was inspired by an acquaintance. He asked,
"What is your favorite holiday?"
I said, "Good question. I don't have any." I asked him the same question. Then he said,
"Mine is Halloween."
He enjoys haunted houses and pays to get shocked, drenched, and covered in real insects. You have to sign a waiver in order to partake in the festivities. It intrigued me so much that I decided to do some research on the history of Halloween. I'll give bullet points on the subject, and please bear with me if I go on a tangent. My earliest memory of trick-or-treating is interesting. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. I see myself at an apartment door with my aunt and cousin. I've had that vision for many years as if it happened during that time period. I'm standing to my left by a window in the hallway looking at myself. Talk about being spooked. I wore a cartoon character costume. I think it was She-Ra or a princess. It was made of plastic. They were popular in the 80s. Halloween was the day for an array of candies. I watched tons of scary movies. I had Halloween parties. I participated in Bloody Mary and heard of people seeing ghosts or spirits. I've never learned its conspiracies until I became a Christian. A former witch spoke at a church I used to attend, and I watched a former Satanist's testimony. They both unveiled that the holiday is not what it appears to be, disclosing their spells on people and the church, especially on the 31st. The Satanist mentioned he kept skeletons in his closet, real bones. Funny how that part of the story stood out. So here's a condensed version of Halloween. Halloween is the second largest holiday in America after Christmas, grossing $8 billion in sales. Hallow means holy person and een meaning eve or evening before. Halloween is also called Hallow's Eve or Hallowtide or Samhain, which looks like it's pronounced Samhain. It means summer's end of harvest. November 1st is All Saints Day or Hallows Day or Hallowmas, a day celebrating the dead, including saints, unknown saints, and martyrs. They also pray for recent departed souls who have yet to reach to heaven. The two jubilees started around the 4th century. There is an Episcopal service for All Hallows Eve that includes prayers and readings such as The Witch of Endor. Not a Star Wars fable, but from a chapter in the Bible. 2 Samuel 28:7. Saul then said to his attendants, "Find me a woman who is a medium, so I may go and inquire of her. There is one in Endor," they said. Halloween and All Saints Day share similar practices and they're interrelated. From October 31st to November 2nd, each group commemorates the dead. Halloween is an ancient Celtic tradition that originated in Ireland, Scotland, and the Isle of Man. During the Celtic festival of Samhain, aka Halloween, people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts, believing that ghosts of the dead returned
to Earth.
The Celts believed ghosts would wander the earth. People made offerings of food in order to please these spirits of the past. They dressed up as evil spirits in order to confuse demons. They wore masks to make the ghosts think they were ghosts too. The costumes consisted of animal heads and skins, and they built bonfires and practiced divination and
performed
animal sacrifices to their Celtic deities. Based on Celt mythology, the veil between the other world and our world thins during Samhain, making it easier for spirits and the souls of the dead to return. Irish immigrants brought their version of the tradition to America back in the 19th century. Halloween has morphed into a day of activities like trick-or-treating, carving jack-o'-lanterns, dressing up as characters, going to the movies, parades, parties, social gatherings, and eating large amounts of sweets. Now the trick-or-treating part is, pranks were made on neighbors. Then they bribed them for treats so they wouldn't vandalize their property. Trick or treat was about extortion. They'd take people's things and say,
"Give us treats so we won't trash a house."
So they gave treats to stop the tricks. Next, poor folks went guising and souling, dressed in disguise, going door to door, asking for soul cakes, sweet pastries in exchange for prayers for the person's dead relatives. Each cake represented a soul in purgatory. Bobbin for apples. Originally a courting ritual that was part of a Roman festival honoring Pomona, the goddess of agriculture and abundance. Another form of divination. You place your head in a vessel of water and try to bite an apple to figure out your future spouse. They marked apples and tossed them into a basin, thinking they'd be destined to the person pulled out of water. Witches, broomsticks, and black cats. There are so many folklores behind witches, and reading about it is confusing because most of it is fiction. But one urban legend says, witches blended a hallucinogenic ointment and placed it on their brooms, underarms, and private parts, which made them believe they were flying. People associate black cats with witches. In the Middle Ages, dark cats were deemed a symbol of the devil. It's said that witches used them in their practices. Demons entered pigs in Matthew 8:32. One of the reasons why I stopped eating pork. Bats and insects would be drawn to the bonfires. The colors orange and black represents autumn and death. Horror films. Why would you want a spirit of fear? 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Have you heard what happened to those actors in those projects? Their lives ended prematurely. Read about it on the internet before you watch Poltergeist or The Exorcist. Jack of the Lantern, same as Jack-o'-lantern. Another old Irish legend. Wicked and stingy old man Jack played tricks on friends and the devil. He died and didn't go to heaven, and Satan didn't want him in hell. So he was a wandering spirit. Satan had pity on him, so he threw him a coal. Then Jack carved out a turnip so it might hold his coal and light his path. Some claimed they've seen this ghostly figure. In America, they started using pumpkins, and now were the recipients of the demonic tradition. A Catholic priest in Rome said the holiday is one of the most Catholic holidays because it comes from the word holy. He said Halloween is a Catholic feast which started back in Rome. Halloween is blended of ancient customs, medieval and Celtic
traditions,
guising and souling, as I mentioned, and wearing frightening costumes to ward off evil spirits. The priest said Halloween ought to be celebrated in all its innocence, and there is nothing wrong with kids dressing up. It's actually a delightful thing. And that's verbatim. Straight up paganism. So Catholicism has blended with Satanism. And I've spilled the tea. Don't blame me if you feel spirits touching you like my friend Keisha after she went to a reader. Ditch the video thriller, dream catchers, Disney flicks, rabbit feet, sage, anything new age, Harry Potter, one eye paraphernalia, cannabis, and I went on a tangent. Deuteronomy 18:9-12. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Because of these same detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. I don't know anyone who wants to open their soul to the devil and invite evil spirits into their psyche and body, because that's what you're doing when you participate in fake Holy Day and Halloween. Yes, since it includes seances, witchcraft, sorcery, blood drinking, rituals, deity worship, voodoo, nightmares, and the more on the Day of the Dead, which is the Mexican version. Shame on evangelical Christian churches who mask Halloween as Harvest Sunday for the kids. God said, come out from them. Do away with it. The sad part is they call it a Christian tradition. This is an abomination, and to include Christ's name is a wicked thing. Sounds like Lucifer masquerading as an angel of light. That wicked serpent is still being perverted. I don't have much left to say, and I wanted to keep this brief due to short attention spans. But let me add, why have we Americanized a superstitious and hellish holiday? Whitewashing sin as always. People are infatuated with the dead. I think of Elvis and Marilyn Monroe. We have alien visitations reportedly. I've heard of human sacrificing, and that reminds me of Aboriginals, sex trafficking, slavery, the Holocaust, wars, and COVID. I'll end on that note.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the show.
It's the end of the line.
I'll see you next time on Pros and Cons Talk.